The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Indiana hosts Ohio State on Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited about the season opening here on Thursday. Just been a long time coming for our boys. Worked extremely hard this spring and summer and into fall camp, and I think they're chomping at the bit to hit somebody else besides each other. So we're very excited to open against the Ohio State Buckeyes. A tremendous challenge, tremendous opportunity wrapped up into one here to open the season. So we can't wait till Thursday, and we're going to be ready.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bill Landis, Cleveland.com.
Hi, Tom. I was wondering if in your preparations for this game, how much did you guys watch old Indiana offensive film to sort of get some tendencies down on Coach Wilson? And if you guys did do that, what kind of unique experience that might have been, you know, watching your own team to prepare for an opponent?
Yeah, I'd have to say this is a very unique situation. I've never been a part of anything like this before. Bottom line is, yes, we did watch some previous clips of Coach Wilson calling our own offenses here recently and in years past. And then obviously, you know, focusing on the personnel and the scheme that Ohio State's been running. So it's a combination of both. And much respect for Coach Wilson and what he did here. So we're looking forward to the opportunity to be able to match up against him.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Lonnie Kenrod at WHBC Radio.
Coach, I'll ask you the same question I just asked Urban. What do you feel strongly about with your team, and where are the concerns with your team as you head into your first game?
I would say, you know, our experience coming back on defense, especially in the back end, is one of our strengths for sure. And that's something that we're going to lean on. And then we've got some linebackers back that have had some success. And one of my concerns is just our depth on the defensive line. And that's something that we have to really have been addressing. And so it's something that the season will have to prove out. And then offensively, similar. We have a lot of returning depth in our receiving corps. And talent there that's played and been successful on game day. And have a few starters back on the offensive line, but got some new faces in there. So their youth and their growth and development is going to be key to our success. And in the running back position, just trying to see who becomes the guy that wants to emerge and take some things over. We got a committee right now that we're looking at. And so those would be the areas to me that stick out.
As far as JT Barrett goes, what is it about him as a quarterback that has made him so successful there at Ohio State?
You know, you watch him, and he just appears to have so much toughness and grit to him. As a kid, you just have to have so much respect for. I actually uniquely recruited him when I was at a previous school, got to know him through that process. So just think a lot of him as a person, know that there's a lot of substance there on and off the field. So he just makes plays when they need him to, you know, with both his arm and his feet, and just has that that leadership that finds a way to make things happen when his team needs him to. So he's what you want in a quarterback.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from the line of Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Tom, you mentioned your offensive line. How much of a concern is it having some new players up there against a defensive line that not only is talented but very, very deep?
Yeah, that to me is something to keep you up at night. You know, it's going to be a tremendous challenge for our group to be able to have success against this defensive line with their depth and talent, and it's an area that for sure is going to be a big key to the success of our team in this game, and it'll be a big factor in the football game. So the game's won up front on both sides of the ball, and it won't be any different on Thursday.
And Tom, could you give a sense of what it's like in Bloomington, the anticipation for this game? You talked to the Big Ten media days that this is the biggest home opener in IU history. What's it like now that the game is 2 days away?
Well, there's a ton of excitement. The energy level is very, very high. You know, I mean, it's the situation's been created just because of the schedule. You know, the fact that we're playing a conference opponent to open the season hasn't happened since 1982. And the fact that it's Ohio State and where they've positioned themselves in recent, it's been impressive, and they do a great job, and they got a great football team. And then with Coach Wilson there, you know, it's just kind of a lot of things just kind of all came together at one time to create a very unique opening game for us. And so with that's been a lot of excitement and anticipation. So I've not been here for many, many years, but obviously there's a lot of people around here saying it's a pretty neat thing to have on our campus.
Thanks, Tom.
Your next question is from Zach Osterman with Indy Star.
Hey, Tom, I just kind of wanted to ask, as you do gear up for Thursday night, any kind of injury news, anything, maybe players coming back that have been limited through camp, or is it kind of about where it's been the last week or two?
Oh, I'd say it's about where it's been the last week or two. You know, but really not. I haven't seen any big changes. Got some guys that still questionable, but I think the guys have been practicing with us will be ones we're going to go with, and as we've listed them, that'll be the crew. So we're ready to roll.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Mike Miller with the Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Tom. You got, I think, three guys from the Houston area, Nuara, Cook, and Bryant. What have the last few days been like with them? Have you kind of checked in with them? How much have they kind of checked in with folks back home?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough time for sure. You know, it's not just their own families. It's just friends and everybody that they know. And so definitely hearts go out to their families and all the people in the Houston area that they're going through. So our prayers are with them for sure. And our guys are, you know, just trying to be strong here and support them as best they can. Obviously, they wish they could be home to be with them. But, yeah, tough time for sure. So we definitely support them through this.
One other thing, too, just as far as Thursday, freshmen, do you have a ballpark number on the amount of freshmen you kind of anticipate playing Thursday?
Yeah, four or five would be my guess. You know, you never know how things are going to unfold. But right now we got about that many guys that are in the mix to be able to get on the field.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Jacob Myers, the Lantern.
Hey, Coach. Just wondering, when you go up against a team like Ohio State who, you know, reloads every year, have so many NFL draft picks last 2 years, does it make it just that much difficult to plan for personnel when you don't have a ton of film on them, and even more so for you being a relatively new coach to the conference?
It can be. You know, we've even found ourselves, we go back and watch the kids' high school film, you know, just to be able to evaluate their skill set and what they have. And we definitely did that. You know, I believe in being able to be as thorough as possible and leaving no stone unturned. So, you know, we definitely makes it more challenging when you don't have collegiate film or have them playing in a game. You know, it's the first game of the season. Both sides kind of experience both, you know, that to some degree in both areas. So we just have to do the best we can to be prepared. And whoever they put out there, we got to match up with them.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much, Elio.